Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the EDGE Business District Association, and this is the week of August 26th and news on the EDGE. So, rainy weather ahead this week, which is, I kind of feel like I'm on a loop with that, but stay dry out there, be careful driving on the roads, and certainly any low spots where water gathered. We want everyone safe out there. And politics, primary elections are behind us now, so the candidates are set for the general election. Just make sure you're registered to vote this fall. You know, as my mama said, you can't complain if you didn't vote. So get everybody out there, get everyone registered to vote here in the community. New businesses opening up in the EDGE District. So Cafe Copa is finally open. We're so excited. That's at 1043 Central Avenue. And that's an expansion of the Copa space and that great ownership group. They'll be doing breakfast and lunch there at Cafe Copa Tuesday to Sunday. It opens at 9 a.m. They've got in-house coffees, espressos, breakfast sandwiches, lunch options, and they've got the full bar on the expansion side. And in addition to the daytime offerings with the breakfast and the lunch, Cafe Copa is going to extend its hours into the evening over there with bar service, cocktails, live entertainment, hookah, just all sorts of stuff. So check them out. So excited for them. Also talking about some of the best places in the Bay Area, in the EDGE District, best of the Bay. Keep doing those votes. BOTB, TampaBay.com. And a few of the folks that are in the running for best of the Bay that are the EDGE District businesses, we want to give a shout out to a few of those. So Best Art Supply Store, Creative Clay. Best Artisan Festival, Creative Clay. Best Artisan Festival, Mezzo Market from Intermezzo Group is up for that. Estate Cigars and Social, Friend of the EDGE, that's up for Best Cigar Shop, Best Clothing Boutique. Atlas Body and Home, and then Best Clothing Boutique for the women is Salt Wash Boutique. Copa, as I mentioned, is up for Best Hookah Lounge, Best T-Shirt Company, Big Frog Custom T-Shirts, Best Thrift Shop, Casa Community Thrift Shop. So in addition to being amazing, amazing not-for-profit, they have a great little thrift shop there. Best Asian Restaurant, Best Pad Thai, Best Ramen, Hawkers in the EDGE. If you haven't been there, shame on you. Go check them out. Bodega here in St. Pete. EDGE District is Best Cuban Coffee, Restaurant, Sandwich, Cuban Sandwich. She's So Crispy, Best Food Truck, Best New Food Truck. Red Mesa Mercado, Best Guacamole, Best Mexican Restaurant, Best Tacos, Best Everything, really. Red Mesa is awesome. Pizza Box, just one of our favorite mom and pops with Kelly and Adam, and they've got Best Pizza Category. Best Restaurant District, EDGE District, so love us overall, 35 places to eat or drink. Sourdough Company, straight into the action. That's first year they've been open, and Best Bakery for Bread. They're on that list. Don't forget Enigma Bar and Lounge, Best Place to Play Pool. Darn good happy hour as well. Tampa Bay Rays, Best Pros Sports Team. Last but not least, Radio St. Pete. So if you're listening to us on Radio St. Pete or Sunshine 96.7 FM, gosh, best radio station. I agree with all of those things. So support all your Best of the Bays. We've got more than that, but wanted to give you just a taste of those. We've got some great events coming up. The Rays are back home on the 30th, so check out the Rays home games. If you're not going to Tropicana, go to Ferg's and watch, or on the many other TVs around the district. Daystar Life Center has got their community fair August 28th on Wednesday from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. All sorts of resources, job fair, one of the angels in the community really helping folks out. Friday, August 30th is a Taste of St. Pete sampling event at Sans Market. That's 7:30 to 8:30 that night. So check out sans.market for more information on that. The Amplify Women's Empowerment Summit, September 27th through 28th at our neighbors in Grand Central at Coastal Creative. The EDGE Quarterly Cleanup, September 28th, 8 to 10 a.m. We're kicking it off from Hawkers, and we really just beautify the whole district in the nooks and crannies, and it's a great opportunity to be with friends and meet some new friends. Last couple, CASA has got their scavenger hunt, annual scavenger hunt. We've got stops all over downtown area, and that scavenger hunt's on November the 2nd, so check that out. And Halloween on Central, of course, October 27th that Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. We're still looking for sponsors, vendors, attendees, volunteers, everything. So come and check out Halloween on Central. Last but not least, on drinks and dining, get thirsty. If you're looking for a morning coffee or tea in the Edge, we've got so many cool places. So you can go to Tea Bella, which many places around the Bay Area carry the Tea Bella teas, but certainly get it straight from the source there. Moxie Hotel has coffees, teas, Danishes, all sorts of nice little breakfast items. Intermezzo Cafe, great coffees, teas, selections there at Intermezzo Cafe. Cafe Copa, as we mentioned, is now open, except for Mondays. Grassroots Cava is open 7 days a week. They are open early, 7 a.m., so go check them out. Sourdough Co. opens at 8. Amazing breakfast sandwiches, all sorts of sweets that drive me crazy, and coffee and tea bar there, so check them out. Last but not least, Red Mesa Mercado, so you can get some coffee, some hibiscus tea, all sorts of options over there along with your breakfast items. So again, you can never get bored in the district with our places to eat, places to drink. Check us out at edgedistrict.org along Central Avenue from 9th to 16th. Have a great day.